I don't know about you, but I love the new year. Because on New Year's Day, each one of us is given a brand new year. We are given an incredible gift. 525,600 unlived, unopened, brand new minutes. I don't know about you, that excites me. 525,600 moments of infinite possibilities. Now, you've already lived through one whole week. What have you done with your first 10,080 minutes of this year? You know, have you snoozed through them? Or, you know, you might have spent your time worrying or, you know, in front of the TV or maybe upset with somebody. Or maybe you woke up every single morning going, wow, this is a brand new day. Something wonderful is going to happen to me today. And if I won't ask for hands. But if you did that, then you've already started creating an opening for Spirit to work in and through you and in and through your life. Whenever I do a memorial service like I did for Ed Lane yesterday, it hits me. Not all of us are going to get 525,600 minutes this year. We're just not. And we don't know who is and who isn't. And so I realize that we really don't have 525,600 minutes. We have one moment. You and I have one moment, and that moment is right now. But have you noticed that we tend to fill up our lives with all this busyness that we think is so important? You know, all this doing and striving and trying. You know, all this trying to manipulate the outer world to do what we want it to do. There's so much going on these days that we sometimes don't even notice the bubblings up of Spirit, the messages that Spirit has for us. And we can't hear those messages unless we're still and quiet. Not doing, just being. You know, with a mind that's empty and quiet, that is open and receptive and waiting and ready and tuned into Spirit. You know, sometimes blank is okay. Sometimes blank is okay. And I think we need to fill our lives with more of that empty space. You know, and be in those moments that Spirit can really speak to us. Because it's in the, you know, it's in that blankness and in that seeming void. We often get scared of it. But it's in that emptiness, that blankness, that void that the Spirit of inspiration is trying to pop into your awareness. And so we need to get comfortable with those blank spaces. And that's what meditation is all about, is going into that blankness when there's those moments of not thinking and not doing. Have you had any of those lately? You know, that we can, and it's in those that blankness and that not thinking that the Christ presence can begin to emerge within you through your spiritual practice, your focus, your sincerity, through your willingness to let go. And so it's in the not thinking that there's this interruption in what appears to be our normal life. And it's in those moments that you no longer are on autopilot. Have you noticed we just go like robots? We're kind of on duty, just on autopilot. But and that's when we're thinking the thoughts that the whole world is thinking, all the other people are thinking, those thoughts of scarcity and lack and limitation, those thoughts of separation, those thoughts of there's not enough to go around, you know, all that stuff about the economy that we've been hearing about the last couple of years. Isn't it time it stops? That we don't pay attention to that? Because that's not the truth. That's the appearance, the outer appearance. It's not the truth. And it's in those blank spaces that these bursts of enthusiasm and insight can come. But we're not going to see them or hear them because we're so busy rehashing the past. Oh, how poor me, you know, or trying to create all these new action plans for the future. But if we can, in these moments, if we can allow blank to be okay, you know, without trying to, you know, to fill it with busyness and fill it with doing and fill it with all of our action plans, then we'll begin to notice that there's an internal impulse within us that has your name on it, that is seeking to express through you. Sometimes blank is okay. Now, in this world that seems to be filled with so much fear, doubt, and worry, I think we get so busy and fill our lives with so much stuff so that we can avoid really being aware that, you know, our life is out of control. You know, we feel like we don't have any control over our life, that other people and work and everything else is running it. But notice that it takes you're using a tremendous amount of creative energy just holding your fears at bay. Energy that could be much better spent, you know, cultivating and activating your gifts, your talents, and the capacities that lie within you. And so you want to embrace those feelings, you know, and realize, wow, my goodness, fear, doubt, and worry have been running my life. But it doesn't have to anymore. And when those moments when you can embrace those feelings and really, you know, you can begin to redeem those thoughts. And that's the great redemption. That's all redemption is you redeem or transform the error thoughts that have been running your life on autopilot without you knowing it. And so the redemption is that you break free, you have that ability to break out and break free and to make new choices. Jesus said to his disciples, and the Christ is speaking to all of us, I'm not abandoned. The Father is with me. And I told you this so that trusting me, trusting that Christ presence within you, you will be unshakable and assured deeply at peace. In this world, you will continue to experience difficulties. It's the human experience. But the Christ within you says, take heart. I've conquered the world. Or I've overcome the world. Isn't that great news? It's that Christ, it's not just Jesus, it's that Christ presence within each one of us. That can, when you're focused on it, when you're listening, when you're tuned in to Spirit, that will overcome the world. But many of us have put our lives on a layaway plan. You know, delaying our happiness, holding back on our joy because we feel we have to do something and change something out in the world out there. Well, let me tell you, this may be the best news you've ever heard. Happiness and joy has nothing to do with events or outer circumstances, or the outer world. Happiness and joy has nothing to do with other people and whether they're doing what you want them to do or whether they're acting in the way that you want them to act. Happiness and joy is who you are. It's who you are. It's your divine nature. That joy. And so in those blank spaces, you know, be aware that appreciation and gratitude and joy live there in those blank spaces. And you will even have the awareness, if you let it creep in, that all of your needs are met right here and right now. All of your needs are met. Now, your surface mind is going, yeah, right. Yeah, no, no, no. You know, I don't have all the money I want yet. I don't have the house I want yet. I don't, you know, I haven't made it yet. Yada, 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 yada. But the truth is, if you, in those moments of blankness, if you allow yourself to really feel that all of your needs are met right here and right now, then you will be saying to the universe, I'm open and available to reveal more prosperity, more abundance, more health, more wholeness in my life, whatever it is that you want to have more of. And then that will begin to manifest with ease and grace. And so sometimes blank is okay, because sometimes blank is transformational. If you listen, if you make yourself available. I want to share with you, one day I was sitting in meditation and this came to me. I just want to share it with you. I had this phrase pop into my mind that we're all very aware of, you know, let your light shine. It was very clear, let your light shine. And many of you know I like acronyms, so I kind of play with words. And I took the word shine because I really kind of said, okay, what's in this shine? What does this mean to let our light shine? And I came up with this acronym that I wanted to share with you today that I really like. So the S in shine is for serenity. And when Michelangelo was contemplating creating David, he might have thought, you know, what was the most important moment in David's life? You know, was it the slingshot practice? Or was it the actual slaying of Goliath? You know, and I don't think so. I think Michelangelo realized that the pivotal moment in David's life was when he knew in his heart and in his mind that he could slay Goliath. That's huge. And in unity, we look at the Bible metaphysically. So Goliath metaphysically represents our greatest fear. And so isn't that wonderful to know that in this moment, no matter what your greatest fear is, to know that in your mind and heart, you can slay it. You can overcome it, whatever that greatest fear is. And to know that there's nothing on the outside that is greater than who and what you are on the inside. And so that's peace. And to me, that's true serenity. To know you can overcome anything in the outer world, any Goliath that stands before you. Second letter is H. And I see this standing for honesty. Being brutally and fearlessly honest with yourself as never before. And you cannot fool spiritual law. You know, we try to all the time. But spiritual law produces the effects that exactly correspond to what you're holding in consciousness. You know, no matter how sweet your words are. No, spiritual law responds to that vibration, that energy that is behind the words. And so allow yourself to see honestly. Then we have an I, and I see that being imagination. I love that word. As you begin to hone and refine your visioning and imaging skills, you will increase your ability to see beyond the outer appearance in your life. And you'll begin to see that rich inner world that is filled with infinite possibilities that is within you. And when you live in those blank spaces, those moments of just emptying your mind of thinking and doing, then you will discover that wonderful inner realm of spirit and you'll wake up to who you truly are. And so just imagine. Keep imagining in those blank spaces. Open yourself to imagining beyond your wildest dreams. And that to me is shining. The N is for non-attachment. This is a hard one for most people. Having a mind that's open to everything and attached to nothing. So you're open, but you're not attached. You know, being happy with what you have and not judging events and people as desirable or undesirable, not needing to be right, and being open to the miracles that are all around you by being attached to nothing, no thing. So not attachment. And then the E, it's enthusiasm. Got to be enthusiasm. You know, the word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word theos, which means to be in God, to be on fire with God. You know, to leap into gratitude for no other reason is that because that you're alive. You know, to be fired up with the presence of God every single day of your life. I am enthusiastic about life and living. I am enthusiastic about life and living. Let's say that together. I am enthusiastic about life and living. You can do that a little bit more enthusiastically. Let's try again. I am enthusiastic about life and living. Yeah, enthusiasm. And so shine is shining in all areas of your life with sincerity and honesty and imagination and non-attachment and enthusiasm. All is well in 2012. Do you believe that? Yeah, yahoo. Yeah, it is. Let's go into this year knowing that, that all is well. And then spiritual law will mirror back to you what you believe in consciousness, and all will be well because it is. It is in spirit. All is well. And so another affirmation I want us to say together is, I let my light shine in 2012. Let's say that together. I let my light shine in 2012, and I let it shine with sincerity, honesty, imagination, non-attachment, and enthusiasm. And so, what a great year this is going to be. It can't not be if we go into it with this attitude and these ideas and this belief that it is going to be wonderful. And so now let's go into that blank space within us as we move into the white stone ceremony. And in that, and in just a few moments, I'm going to kind of describe the ceremony for a little bit, and then we'll go into the meditation. But let the spirit of inspiration pop through into your awareness and see what message spirit has for you. So does everybody have a white stone? If you need one, raise your hand, because this is an important part of the ceremony. So, oh good, ushers did great job. Thank you for making sure. Becky needs, and Narianne and Janet, do you need one up here? Oh, she's got hers. Or, you know, and I need one too. I didn't get one. Thank you. And so as you hold the white stone, I just invite you to be aware that God is present. I'm going to talk a little bit, a few minutes about the white stone ceremony, then we'll go into the meditation. But how many of you have not done the white stone ceremony? Okay, about half. Okay, great. We did this last year. But the white stone ceremony allows you to really deeply listen to spirit in that blankness, in those blank void spaces. You know, and you might ask, well, why do we do the white stone ceremony? And don't freak out. But this comes from Revelation. There's a line in Revelation that Unity has been doing this ceremony for a number of years, quite a long time, ever since I've been minister. Can't remember, there was a minister who created it. David Williamson created it. And it's from Revelations chapter 2, verse 17. And let me metaphysically interpret this. It says, to everyone who overcomes, I will give to you some of the sacred manna. Now, manna just means a special energy. I'll give to you this special energy. I'll give to you not only the bread that you need to sustain your life, but I will give to you the gift of understanding so that you'll know how it all works. That's what it's saying here. You know, that to you who've overcome, I'll give to you this special energy. And to you who overcomes, I will also give you a white, smooth stone inscribed with your new name or your new nature. Metaphysically, that would be new nature. Because if you know your Bible, there have been lots of name changes. And when there's a change in name, what it means is it's a change in nature, a change in the essence of that person. And so when you have a new name, it's just you've received a new nature. And so to you who overcomes, I'll also give you a smooth stone. I'll not only give you the special energy to understand everything you need to know, but I'll give you a white stone upon which will be written a new name, your new nature. and no one will know it except you, the one who receives it. So that's what this means. It's your new secret name, your nature, your essence, your vibration, your energy, whatever you want to call it, that you're going to be receiving. Now, haven't we all overcome things? I won't ask for a show of hands, but I would assume everybody in this room has overcome at least one thing. And so at the time of Revelations was written, the Roman Empire, just a little history, the Roman Empire controlled most of the known world. And everyone who lived in the Roman Empire knew that a person who carried a white stone was a free person and had all of the rights and privileges of being a Roman citizen, which meant a lot at the time because you could get away with almost anything because you were protected by legions of Roman soldiers. When someone was incarcerated in prison, they most of the time became a slave. But occasionally someone was released. And when they were released, they were given a white stone. It's sort of like a passport for freedom. Everyone knew that the person carrying the white stone not only was free, whoever they were, but they were also protected by Rome. They were a Roman citizen. And that's why John wrote, the person who carries the white stone is free. And so it's a great symbol of your freedom to choose whatever it is that you want to see come forth in your life, and that knowing you are free in this moment, you are free with the freedom of spirit. And so as you hold this white stone, I invite you just to reflect on a moment of, you know, what have you overcome? You know, is it beliefs, attitudes, what habits, what addictions? You know, what have you overcome in your life? And because you have overcome, Spirit wants to give you not only a new energy, a new vibration, a new understanding, but a new name. A new name, a new nature that only you know what that is. And it might be mother, author. I mean, it could be something concrete. You know, mother, author, doctor, lawyer. You know, it could be a new career that you've never thought about. It could be a quality that you may want to grow into, love, peace, joy, maybe playfulness. Whatever Spirit wants you to be this year or to be more of, I invite you to be open to the idea that Spirit wants to reveal to you a new name, a new gift, a new nature, a quality, a theme for your life in the new year. And we'll be moving into the meditation and allowing this name to come forth. And at the end, we're going to pass out Sharpies so that you can write your word that comes to you on your stone. And then take that home and put it on an altar or put it someplace you can look at it. I have it on my desk where I can see it every day. So you don't have to worry about writing it down. You have to worry about remembering it. So I invite you to close your eyes and to move into that blank space within you, still and quiet. And just resting in the awareness that we have been made in the image and likeness of wholeness itself. And taking on this human body, we came into form, and we have a mission, an agreement we made with the divine, to discover our own beauty, to discover the divine purpose in our life.
There is so much beauty in the universe. There is so much healing going on. There is so much
So deep down within your heart, you know that you are not here by accident. And you have overcome so much. You're not the same person you were last year. You're not even the same person you were when you walked in the door this morning. Just allow the divine presence to give you sacred manna. That sacred energy, that special energy, that understanding of what it's all about. A new and deeper understanding of what you need on this great journey you are on. What you need to discover. Your true beauty. All the love. All the healing that is available to us. All the wisdom. What you need to fulfill your divine purpose. And Spirit wants to give you a new name. It may come as a quality, loving, kindness, enlightened, love, joy. It may come as a job description, teacher, friend. May come as a word that you have to go home and look up in the dictionary. And just listen and ask, Holy Spirit, what name do you want me to write on this white stone? What would allow me to live at the highest level, to make the greatest contribution to the great awakening happening on the planet today? Go into the blankness and let the blankness be transformational. And you may be startled when you get it, but trust the Holy Spirit, even if you don't understand it right now. I invite you to just be with your white stone, to be still and quiet. And let the spirit of inspiration pop through into your awareness as you let Spirit reveal your word, your nature, your essence. And if nothing is coming to you, just set an intention that you'll catch the vision. Perhaps later today, the Holy Spirit will let you know what it wants you to know. In just a few moments, we'll be writing our word on our stone, if you received one. And you might take the white stone home and put it on your altar, put it somewhere where you'll see it every day. Or you may want to keep it secret. You may choose to run up to the first chaplain and ask for prayer because it's so exciting. Behold, I make all things new. The old has passed away. And before you is a new heaven and a new earth, full of infinite possibilities. And so I invite you to know all is well in 2012. And to help give birth to this new earth for our children. And their children and their children's children. Let's co-create a world that works for everyone. A world so filled with love and wisdom and creativity and power that leaves no one out. Thank you, God, for revealing to us our highest good, our deepest intention, the gift that we have come here to give to the world, the theme for our life, for this brand new year that's just beginning. We are open and receptive to our greatest good now. And we dedicate ourselves to this new and wonderful year that lies before us, filled with infinite possibilities of good. And so I invite you to very gently begin to return to this time and to this moment, to this place. And the ushers, I invite them to come forward with the pens, if you would. And we are so grateful. We say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.